is a celery die. Extra!
Sales red meat. That's what it is. Red meat that you can take out into the street 1 minute after you hear it and turn it into money.
In a New York minute?
No, actually, Jenny, in a Jersey minute. And today's Sell or Die Extra is brought to you by...
Hey, everybody. This is Gina Tremurco.
And Rachel Tipton.
And we are...
Women Your Mother Warned You About.
The new podcast that does what?
Make sales sexy again.
What's this podcast about, Rachel?
It's a blend of best business practices and real life hacks. And it's filled with laughter, random chatter, practical advice, and some serious stuff.
It's not just for women though, right?
No, it's a blend of best business practices and real life hacks for men and for women.
Listen to us on the Sell or Die Network,
womenyourmotherwarnedyouabout.com.
Listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher, Overcast, and anywhere that you can find podcasts. And
be sure to subscribe, comment, share our podcast, and give us a review. Tune in and listen to Women Your Mother Warned You About,
the podcast that makes sales sexy again.
You've been warned.
Well, let's talk about old stuff that is relevant, because about 15 or 20 years ago, I don't remember exactly what year, you and I both spoke at a Jim Rohn event. Both
correct. Yeah, we did.
And Kyle Wilson, the great promoter and great, great colleague of ours, put it together. And I remember being in a discussion with you, and you told me, you know, we were discussing old books, and you told me basically the only books you read are, and I know you meant that more euphemistically, but you said the people like Albert Hubbard, the people like Orson Swett Marden, the older ones.
Yeah, if it isn't 50 years old, I have a hard time reading it.
Yeah, exactly. And I was speaking with someone a few weeks ago, and I really don't remember who it was, but they told me, I think they were in your library or something, and they saw you had tons of first editions, actually, of many of these books, including Think and Grow Rich. So tell me your fascination. Tell us about your fascination with the older guys.
Well, I started out studying in a group of sales guys. We took we had a 4-hour sales lesson, and these are the early 70s. We went from 8 o'clock in the morning until noon every day for 1 year. And each of the sales training meetings that we had began with a chapter report on one chapter of Think and Grow Rich. Now, the book only has 15 chapters, so we were going through the book literally once a month. And that's how I gained my first expertise, and it's also how I gained my positive attitude. So fast forward 30 years when I met Don Green, who runs the Napoleon Hill Foundation, I wanted to say thank you. And I said, so do you have a weekly newsletter? And he said, no. I said, well, look, I'll write the Napoleon Hill newsletter called Yesterday and Today. We named it Napoleon Hill Yesterday and Today on one condition. And he said, what's that? I said that you never pay me a dime because I wanted to say thanks. And that was the best way that I knew. So now we have thousands of people who get that email every week, and it grows all the time. But I've published it literally every week for the past 12 years, gratis. And when you do something like that, and then the people at the Napoleon Hill Foundation stumble on the first writings of Napoleon Hill from his course, which was called Truthful Advertising, they offered me the courseware to annotate. I said, okay, I'll do it, but this one's going to have to be where we split the bucks. And it's okay. They're okay with it. I'm okay with it. But here's the deal. He wrote a course called Truthful Advertising, but at the end of each course, and if you'll notice, each one of the chapters is an after the lesson visit with Mr. Hill. He knew that a salesperson needed personal development in order to achieve as a salesperson. And so he wrote all of this personal development, literally gold, in 1917. And that was the forerunner of The Magic Ladder and Think and Grow Rich. Which came out, Think and Grow Rich came out 20 years later. But there's stuff that appears in here that appears no place else.
I know. Well, so I want to talk to you about some of this stuff too. And some that does, because you can see where everything he's doing, where it leads eventually. And you were putting it in perspective in some of your notes at the ends and beginning of the chapters.
Yep.
So let me ask you about this first. And you wrote early on in one of your side notes, you wrote, this book by itself is not life-changing, but your actions combined with the actions combined with the wisdom and challenges of this book will make you a more successful and wealthier person. Now, obviously, he was that guy who said, think, right? Think and grow rich. The thought.
Right. It actually is, Bob. Think, comma, then grow rich.
Right. Where do people not get, do you find people don't get that part?
They totally don't get it. They're looking for the magic word. And interestingly, the magic key, which he wrote in 1945, is a book all about the magic key, which is the word concentration, which is today's word of focus or mindset. And all of a sudden, mindset's a big buzzword. But dude, he's been writing about it for 100 years, and you have overlooked the process because you think of it as an old word. And when he started his if you look at the first words of Think and Grow Rich, it's thoughts are things. Well, actually what he's saying is thoughts become things. And you think about something, and then you take action on it, and it becomes what you think about. Earl Nightingale then said, you become what you think about. He actually said, we become what we think about. But I'm not a kumbaya person. I like to direct at the audience. And that's been said 100 different ways by 100 different people for 100 different years. But thoughts are things are Napoleon Hill's original thinking. And that's where you go back to find out, okay, what are his elements for success? And can I morph them into my elements of success 100 years later? And the answer is these things are more powerful today because of distractions than they were 100 years ago, where there was no distraction. There was no TV, there was no credit card, there was no nothing. This has been a Sell or Die Extra. If you like it and you like the show and you like all the information that's inside of it, go to the GittimerLearningAcademy.com and subscribe. What are you doing? What's this noise?
I'm going to GittimerLearningAcademy.com to subscribe.
Way to go. You can also subscribe to Sell or Die on Overcast if you have an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to the store and get an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to iTunes or Stitcher and come back every single Tuesday for a full Sell or Die episode with expert sales analysis that will help you do the one thing you're hoping for, make more sales.
This has been a presentation of the Sell or Die Network. For more podcasts that you can take out into the street and turn into money, visit sellordienetwork.com.